Jessica,
Mariam,
Amber,
Leah,
your girl Noelle,
and I'm Joy,
and we are the Ladies of Misperceptions.
Hello, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
As y'all all know, we got a whole bunch of new voices on this podcast. All of a sudden, it's tight, it's hot. Y'all know how black folk
be. Excited to have you guys.
So, this week, if you saw on our Instagram and Facebook page, we dropped a video that said to be continued. And this is the to be continued. Welcome to His Perception panel.
Hey,
hey guys.
What's up, y'all?
What's up?
Hello. Oh my God, can y'all talk like what's going on right now?
Shy now.
I know.
Right.
They done seen your whole side profiles.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh.
That was a pause moment?
Oh, gosh.
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, without further ado, we got Daryl out here.
What's up? How are y'all doing?
He is a music producer. He be on the drums at you know, all over the place, just out here.
One place. Mostly.
And as you can see, our resident comic at this point. We got Mr. Derek.
Yo.
Mr. Concrete Comics out here. Right. Also a music producer. Check out his page on Concrete Comics, please.
That's me.
Very dope. And he is married, actually, to our lovely Miss Amber on our podcast. So we got a whole marriage up in here, guys. Millennial marriage. Whoa. P.S. We are going to be introducing something called hashtag Shut Up Derek. So you're going to be hearing that today. Mm-hmm. We're going to tally this up and we'll let y'all know.
That's what I'm going to say.
We got Obi.
Hello.
Our resident chef.
Yes.
Yeah. Who gave us some dope blueberry syrup today. Mm.
Yes, blueberry syrup.
Oh, yes. We have amazing food conversations. Yeah, he makes anything and everything under the sun, and he messes around with all these ingredients. So we had a whole bacon-wrapped lasagna last week. Mm-hmm. That was amazing.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Still thinking about it.
Obi also is an amazing man of God. He's married. He has three kids. Awesome man of God. Also, he has TKO Hunger, which is... Go ahead, Obi.
Well, we serve food in Newark, New Jersey. We just found a spot on the street a couple years ago. And once a month, we set up. We serve out hot plates of food to people. Simple as that. No money. No permits. We just do it.
Straightforward, y'all. So, if y'all ever in Newark and y'all see this man out here, y'all know where he is now and who he is. And then we have, last but not least, Mr. Jamal, our resident prophet.
What's going on?
Philosophical.
That's what came to heart.
He just out here.
I'll take it.
Single dad as well. So, you know, he's repping out for these single fathers out here. So,
amen.
Welcome, gentlemen, to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Yo, y'all are terrible tonight. Y'all are killing me.
All shy.
I know, right?
This is the warm-up phase right now.
Oh, the warm-up.
Oh, now we warm up. Mind you, we had a whole conversation at a whole photo shoot about this McRib, but I will digress.
We will not do that tonight.
If I had time, I was going to stop and get us some McRibs, but I didn't have time to go over there and get them.
See? So, you done messed around.
I've been searching, but
it was a highlight of our photo shoot. I'm just saying.
I can't find myself at night trying to find this McRib, you know.
Derek, if y'all can see his face, he just lost his puppy.
And his wife is sitting here looking at him like
side eye.
Shut up, Derek.
That's one. One more to come.
One.
It's all good. But Joe, I do need that McRib though. Find it, please.
I'll find it for you. It's okay.
Joy, you're slacking.
Yep. Let this man not be a lost puppy anymore, please.
No, I'm sorry. Please. I'll take care of it.
Coming home depressed and stuff.
Oh, wow.
A lot of pressure on me, man.
Right. We're really lathering this on tonight. Lord. All right, well. This episode is called Cuffin' Season.
Ooh.
That's what we brought the whole male perspective into this, because It should be interesting, to say the least. So segment tonight, we're going to start out with misperceptions. As you guys know, our segment is about pretty much a misperception about ourselves. And we're just going to explain it. So I asked them tonight, what was a misperception that you had in, that your significant other had of you in a relationship? Pretty much in a relationship since we in cuffing season. So let's dive in tonight with this whole thing. Everybody's looking at me like, ooh, who's she gonna say is going first? Who's going first? Obi look ready.
I don't know.
What's your wife say to you? I know Serena got stuff to say.
That's a misperception about me.
Yeah, like that she says and it's just like, no, Serena. But I feel like Serena will just laugh away.
We've been married a long time now.
Oh, so, yes. Get into it. Know, so
things that were misconceptions.
What about in your past? Like, well, I guess then, you could say, like, in the beginning of a relationship.
They've changed. And we've changed.
Okay.
So those misperceptions have been cleared up and we've become improved people.
Okay.
So we kind of just know each other.
Do you think of, like, maybe just one? Let's do a funny one.
Well, Derek is out here, y'all.
Right.
He's doing sign language and everything. Like, know, easy. Right?
Don't get caught up.
Don't fall for it.
When we first got together, I think she thought I was shy.
Ooh, okay.
And that was definitely cleared up pretty quick and easy. And I'm not shy, but I was shy around her.
That is very interesting. Now, if you know, shout out to Serena. Hey, how you doing, girl? That's very interesting. Because seeing both of you, I just feel like you guys are very outspoken.
But
like,
you once guys again, this was 20 years ago that I'm talking now.
Oh, yeah, that's
when
right.
When I first met her. We've been married almost 18 years now.
Oh,
wow.
Jesus. Yeah. Y'all got a whole got real marriage. Time, man. It's like a bit. Put it in there. So. Now, Noelle just sitting out here like, listen, I'm just trying to find a date for 5 minutes.
Not even. Not available.
All right, well, let's finish off on that side of the room. So, Jamal, what's a misperception that maybe one of these females out here, he is single, guys.
Well, kind of like what Obi was saying, you know, a lot of people think I'm shy, you know, and my last relationships, they always thought like I was the quiet one until they, you know, a couple of weeks, you know, they get shocked. Like, oh, you talk? Oh! You know, a lot of people get like that. But yeah, this is one like this perception that, you know, a lot of my relationships had with me. Just me, like, being shy.
Not gonna lie, this is the most I've ever heard him talk as well. just to throw that out there. Just throw that out there. Leah thought she was gonna be voted off the island, but you got to talk tonight, boo. Mm-hmm. We ain't doing you last, sis.
Right,
get over it.
Right.
Please, can I go last, please? Can we circle back around?
Lord, this girl. Miriam, you want to go since Leo is clearly a mess tonight?
Could I change it up just a little bit? Because I haven't been in a long-term relationship. But I could say, like, a misperception is that, like, a lot of people think, I want to be with someone who's also little. Or I should be with someone who's also
that's
little.
A good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I've had my arguments with people. You know, like
I'm
no.
sure you did, sis.
Yeah,
listen,
like you know, because that is a perception of some guys. You know, that's what they think of me, and that's what I want.
Right.
But also, to you know, some people don't want to be with me because of that, and I've accepted that, and I'm okay with that. It's whatever. But yeah, that's a common misperception that's what I want, that I don't like, it'll be harder or I won't like it, or I don't even know what people think, but that's what I don't know how they justify their thinking,
okay.
But that's what they think that's what I want.
That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. That is very interesting. All right. So who at the table here wanna on the island?
On that side.
Oh, wow.
Joy just threw her under the bus.
I was about to say, I was going to say I have a similar like experience as Jamal. Like I'm technically, I am shy at first, but with me is more getting more comfortable around people, and then my real personality comes out. So my misperception.
Yeah, I feel like it took you like a year.
Yeah.
For real.
Right.
It's a long time.
I'm like, how long did they go
going? Who's that guy?
I fly under the radar for a long time.
Very much so.
So yes, mine is like once people get to know me, they're like, oh, you tell jokes, or you're like kind of have a weird sense of humor. So that's like my misperception for just dealing with anybody, really.
But it's like, oh, he got a personality.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, oh, he got a personality. Oh, okay. All right. Amber.
Okay.
Ooh.
So
we're going to newlyweds, y'all.
Yeah, it's good that I'm starting. So so I just think about when I met Derek, freshman year, 2005. And so I'm from Jersey. I've always been a Jersey girl, live in the suburbs. So I go to school in Pennsylvania. It's a Christian college. And here comes Derek with his Philly swag.
She thought I was a sub.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me tell my story, please. So, Philly swag, Dickie set from head to toe, ooh, all black.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, okay.
My past life.
Sounds like Tim's a whole on. Dude from Compton.
Like, he had this, but it was way like the goatee, like all the way like that. He would come brush like. He was just like,
oh, whole, like freeway.
His whole swag was just, I'm from Philly. He had his Philly slat lingo. Mm-hmm. John Bowl. I still can't say it, but you know, that Philly swag. And I was like, ooh, he looks like a thief. He looks like a thief. He's cute, but
yo,
side eye at the same time. But he was not that. That was a misperception of my honey.
I thought it was supposed to be about her. Her misperception about
her. Well, clearly, this is
after the boy job. You don't,
okay, well, he had a misperception about me that I was bougie. Right?
Yes. Is that
true? maybe a little bit, but he was like, who's this bougie girl don't want to talk to nobody?
Blah, blah, blah. Amber was kind of quiet, so she
yeah.
Didn't.
So I agree kinda, with Jamal.
Yeah, it was a different kind of quiet. Like she would walk in the room and just her head be up.
Oh, pinky in the air.
No,
yeah.
That was his. Well,
that's what I thought. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, misperception.
She was actually just, you know, really nice, shy.
Well, I can't wait to get into this whole topic because I need the Sierra and Russell prayer. Miss Joy and Noel, which one of y'all gonna go first? I'm mad they both looking up. Right. We ain't.
I mean, my answer is the same. I think everybody thinks I'm shy.
Okay. Noel.
When talking about a partner or relationship, I think a common misperception about me is that I'm really physical because I'm outgoing and dressed a certain way and just open about myself and the things that.
Oh, physical.
Physical.
Oh, okay. I was like, physical. Oh.
I think that's a common misperception.
Interesting.
I'll go sign on that one.
Really? Huh.
And I don't even know how y'all get that.
She's like, can you explain?
All I know is that whoever listening to this for Noelle, I'm telling you right now, she making a statement.
Right.
Leah, you gonna go now or you want me to go?
I'll go.
Right. Nobody else is left, right?
I was trying to switch it up, but I think people really do think that, like, I'm shy. And maybe I do come up. Noel, why are you looking at me like that? Like, no. Noel's looking like, don't get it twisted. She got a mouth. But I think once you get to know me.
I don't know what just happened.
Once I open up.
She had her own conversation in her.
I'm not that shy. Noel was giving me the side eye. Like, believe that if you want to.
My face was like this.
No, see? They don't believe you, sis. I saw you.
She like, what?
Okay.
Are y'all done?
Yeah.
Turn them twist. Here we go.
We're gonna be good.
Activated.
No, but I think people think I'm shy.
Okay. I know for me, people think that I'm like the dominant person for some reason. I don't, or that I'm intimidating, and I'm like, oh, this is weird. But
that's
okay.
Interesting.
Isn't it weird? I'm like, I'm the one that's always like, hey, how you doing? Okay, bye. But yeah, that's just mine. But yeah, some interesting ones for y'all out here. So we're gonna get into this topic tonight.
Dun, dun, dun.
Thank you, Daryl, for that great
Me too.
Yes, we also have a expression called fishing in Germany. This came because of some weird conversation that we had that somebody misheard somebody else.
I was actually thinking back to how I got fishing in Germany. And it was because we were at a High Voltage Cafe, mm-hmm. and Noelle was saying something about her Christian journey. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you're going fishing in Germany? And then somehow we decided that was our cue. This is when we want to avoid something, we're going to go fishing in Germany.
That's wow. weird. Yes, that is. That was. Derek, you got fishing in Germany. You're going to either be fishing in Germany or you're just going to take this whole shut up, Derek, tonight. So it's one or the other, sir. Topic tonight was, how do you navigate cuffing season being a millennial and saved? We had a whole conversation.
Avoid it at all costs.
Joy just looks disgusted. And for our married folk that are in the building, they're going to give us some gems into their whole cuffing season navigation when they were single and courting their future spouses to keep them in the loop. So we're going to find out these Sierra and Russell prayers that was going on. Because...
Some of us need them.
Right. I was waiting for it. So yeah, we had a whole conversation a couple weeks ago, actually. Actually, last week, in reference to dating and what it was like dating nowadays, especially being single. And as you can see, Noelle is having a whole struggle out here.
Just me.
No, I think it's everybody nowadays, like, because it's just a weird time to be alive, I guess.
Okay.
Like, with social media and everybody.
Talk about it.
It's like we're close.
Talk about it, Daryl.
It's like we're close, but we're far away at the same time. It's like social media is supposed to bring us closer, but we're still far away. And everybody has separate lives. So you don't know who anybody is, really, even though we're supposed to be closer through social media. But it's like, I don't know. It's crazy.
But I feel like at the same time, like the problem with social media, dating, and all that good stuff is that you can be anybody online.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so true. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's just like I guess you could say that's an added layer, but it's a very tough layer to kind of.
You just gotta go back to the old fashioned way. Just do everything.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
that's what
you
I
just
want.
Gotta do that. But I don't. People, it's like we're stuck in one way right now. So this is the era of it right now. So.
I know Miss Joy had a whole situation online recently. Oh,
gosh.
Fishing in Germany.
I met this guy online. I was talking to him. We never met, like, physically met. But he randomly said he wanted to hump my leg. And I'm like, like, what?
I don't even know where that comes from. Like, what?
Say that. Right.
Exactly. Let alone text it to somebody that doesn't even know.
Rock the screenshot, sir.
And show my girl so we can laugh at you. Report.
I was so confused. I was just like,
that's crazy.
Okay. No.
Sounds like a scholar to me.
Derek gives you a thumbs up.
That's a shut up, Derek.
How many people does that work for you? Like,
I don't know. What was it like for you, Dom? Obi?
Different. Way different than all of this. I mean, I met my wife. I was in college, you know, just like you guys met in college. Mm-hmm. But we used to go out in groups. You know, it used to be two cars of people going out. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, eventually I got a car. So it was like a group of people going out. And I just started, you know, kicking people out.
Okay.
Till it was just me, my roommate, and Serena.
Oh.
And I just told him, you ain't coming with us tonight.
Oh.
Simple as that.
Like date night, sir.
It just became that way. I just kind of.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Planned it.
See, so, I need.
It was different. Different than all this.
That's what I mean. That's old fashioned. Like, that's interactive. You like around the people.
Yeah, it should be like that.
Instead of like, it's too hard.
Swipe
the other
left,
way.
Swipe.
Yeah.
That's
not dating.
That's not. Because it's so superficial, because you're just looking at, like, oh, okay. And then anybody can write anything. And you're just like, oh, yeah, this sounds like, oh. Because I remember one time I was looking at somebody when I had did a little dating stint. I don't like online dating because I'm just like, oh, this is too much. I don't have the attention span.
It's too much work, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then homeboy like wrote something and then he said something. He's like, yeah, I just got out. And I'm like, got out of what? I was like, oh, jail. Oh.
Tell him thanks.
Delete.
You're like, I'm out too.
I can't. It's just weird. But like for you two, how did that work for you and Amber and Derek? Because like you guys are, you're our age. You grew up in our time frame, and you guys are married, which is, I mean, I feel like it's a thing, but it's not really a thing. Mm-hmm. So how did that work out for you two? Well, we heard of Amber's part of the story. So, Derek, we need the male perspective.
One problem with you little young bloods is I think people miss the get to know each other stage. Like, they jump right into the, you know, I like you, we're together. But you really got to, like me and Amber started as friends, and
right.
when you got a friendship, you value the person more, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to hurt them because they're your friend, you know, like people,
right.
people genuinely don't want to hurt their friends. So if you start off on that foundation, because a lot of the online dating doesn't have a foundation. It's just, this person looks good. Mm-hmm. I want to go out with them. It's not like I want to know this person and
right.
talk to them. So, you know,
yep.
this foundation just got to be known what you want. And you also got to know yourself.
That's
true. Because if you don't know yourself, then you're just going to
date anybody.
Mess with somebody mm-hmm. that just got out. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Sorry. I'm going to cut this right there. It was two sentences. I was like, bye.
But see, granted, though, somebody could have just came out and just done something stupid but not actually be a bad person. But, you know, there's things like that online could make you miss somebody good or make you be glad that you missed that person.
Right.
I mean, it's just how you set your foundation, to be honest. That's all it is.
That's true. Very true. And I know Noelle said she had a little run-in as well.
Which one we talking about?
Wow.
Uh-huh. Just like, pick one.
Anyone. I got a deck of cards.
I'm trying to think about something that I might have told y'all previously. Well, my dating life obviously is in the tubes, if you can't gather it by now.
It's okay, sis. We all been there.
But I agree. I'm definitely not one for online dating.
Okay.
I definitely feel like I'm young and vibrant and fun, and I want to meet somebody and get to know them. And, you know, you just go, I move off of vibes, and I can't get that over a keyboard. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even going to bother.
Okay.
I really can't remember what story.
What were we talking about last week? You were saying something. Oh, it was something about pretty much being single and now saved, and how the dating pool has become like even more narrow.
Oh.
Because okay. now that you're on your whole Christian journey.
Right.
I think we were touching a little bit on celibacy as well, but that's a whole nother podcast, guys. So we will touch on it. But I know you were saying you were having a struggle with that, and like we didn't understand why, like, I guess you could say with dating and being saved and being a millennial, like sex is such a big thing
right.
that people are on. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, I don't even care. I just want to jump your bones, pretty much.
Or hump somebody's leg.
But the one that I did tell y'all was I had met this guy who I just knew from being around him or whatever, just in passing. And so he tried to make a slight move, and I said to him, you know, I'm saved. And I was asking you what you thought about like mentioning that up front, or mentioning that you are celibate up front. Like, I feel like, does that automatically make the man think that that's what's on my mind, so I have to mention that initially? Or do you just kind of see where it's going and then mention
right.
it casually mm-hmm. later? I don't want him to think like, you know, I'm gonna let you know. Because I'm like that. But so it's a struggle. So I did mention that up front.
Right.
And his response was, oh, me too. And I just was like,
Full judgment.
Well, because it's
First of all, this walk is very difficult. Obviously, I'm the newest in the group, and I express my struggle all the time. And I really get angry when people say they saved and you not, because you, I'm really like having a hard time, and you just saying it to say it because you feel like it's going to appease me. So conversations later with this guy, there was some pictures sent that were not godly. And I was confused because you said you were saved, which I knew you was lying anyway. So my point exactly. Long story short, we no longer text. And I believe that, you know, he got the picture, but it's just difficult. And so, I don't know. Pray for your sis.
What about you, Jamal? I'm curious.
Well,
the quiet prophet.
Since I started like getting closer to God, I haven't dated since then. But you know, this actually was like a situation when I first started getting closer to God. I was dating somebody, and you know, I was basically like a new Christian, not a new Christian, but I guess a new Christian walking it out.
He got the one like, new.
One new. So, you know, things, I started realizing that, like, things were different as I started getting, like, closer to God. Like, you know, things started feeling like, I started getting convicted more on things, you know.
Okay.
It wasn't like how I was before. I was getting closer. And, you know, I just realized how hard it was, like, because, you know, I used to go on social media a lot, and then I'll see, like, you know, relationships are about like this and that. You know how like the
like relationship goals.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, that was both
false goals.
Sexual.
Very false goals. You know? Right.
So, you know, that's just, you know, I have that mindset of like going that way, but God was pulling me this way.
Okay.
And that kind of like,
so it was like almost like a clashing, because you're going on your journey, and because as you're going on the journey, there's like a whole redefining of your mind, a renewing of your mind, especially in all aspects of life, from, you know, just how you deal with people on the daily to now your relationship life as well.
Definitely.
So that's what you, that's what you're trying to express, right?
Exactly.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Yeah, so yeah, just the whole clashing in the beginning.
And yeah.
Eventually, we just ended it all because of, no, she wasn't like going the same direction I was going. So, you know, from that, we just, you know, ended everything. And, you know, since then, I haven't dated.
Okay. That kind of brings us to the the question that you have posted on our what was it, episode with the Kanye six?
Oh, last week's episode.
Yes.
What was it?
About Kanye, now that he's on his spiritual journey.
Now he's uncomfortable with how Kim dresses.
Right.
And portrays herself as being like this sex symbol. Yeah, that's part of what it is. I think when you're unequally yoked, it's when you're going to start feeling like that you're being dragged down.
Right.
By your unequal partner.
Especially like with this whole conviction thing where it's like you're convicted about, you know, even having certain conversations, and the other person's like, well, we just had this conversation the other day kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I don't want to send myself on a tangent, but if he has a problem with his wife, that should be between him and his wife. We should know about that.
Woo!
Okay.
Come on and preach.
TV show.
Yeah, they're on the TV.
That's the problem, though. But that's a problem.
Right. It's a problem.
That is true.
Everybody should see that, really. Somebody was saying that. I was watching a show or something. They was saying that, like, it was a married person saying it was like they're married. They shouldn't be having this type of conversation on TV. Like, it's kind of interesting to see it play out, but like, that's really something that should go on behind closed doors as far as like those type of conversations. Him expressing how he feels or whatever, but yeah.
So Kanye knew what he was getting when he sued her. You know what I'm saying? So he can't really expect her to change, like.
And that was my whole point.
If he wants her to change, he got to kind of invite her into what made him change. And then hope if it rubs off on her, it does. If it doesn't, you got to love her for what she is. That's what she was when he got with her. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And, you know, to double back what she's saying, you know, being up front, I think,
Noelle,
is what a lot of these young bloods don't do. You know, you just got to be up front, because in the same point, you tell somebody right from the gate, this is what I want, this is what I'm looking for, and he be like, yeah, I ain't on there. I'll just go his up ways, and there's no time was wasted. You knew it from the gate. Okay, he's not the one. Boom. Let me go find a guy that agrees. And then, you know, it just happens like that. And I also think, you know, people go online to look for a date. You should go online and look for a friend, look for somebody to just hang out with. And then y'all have fun, and then, well, this person's out. And then, boom.
But yeah, but I feel like there's, like, I feel like it's also a mentality thing, because I feel like it'll be like that where it's like you're looking for a friend, but at the same time, it's like he also got like 50 other friends. So where's this going here? You know what I mean? Like it's not monogamous at this point. It that's what I think another thing that makes it very difficult, because it's like, to me, in my opinion, it's like, if I'm like gonna say I'm pursuing you, well, not you, Noelle, but you know what I mean, because she's sitting right next to me. If I'm pursuing you, I'm going to put my time into you. So I'm going to put my focus on you. I don't personally, listen, whoever can do 50 million people at the same time, kudos to you, because I ain't got the time nor the attention span. Nor I will be sitting here texting John while I'm texting Peter and be like, oh, sorry, John, I called you Peter by an accident. Like, that's how I, like, because I'm just like.
I always wonder how people did that.
I don't get it. So, like, to me, it's like, as I'm putting in my, I expect the same thing out of you. So if you're not doing that, I'm just like, well.
But see, you gotta have stages. Like, I remember when I was a young boy, a real young boy.
Yo, you really acting like you like 50 years old out here.
I was questioning. I thought I was the oldest guy in the room. I was like, yo.
Like, you got 20 years on us or something.
Right. You got a whole 18-year marriage.
You probably knows what I'm talking about. But when, you know, when you was like in like a junior high school, and you would date a girl, it was like a rule, like 6 months before you hold her hand or something like that. It was like stages in the before you knew you were serious. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, that's like, you know, out the window.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think people do that anymore, or have stages. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, and if they had stages and they had setups, I think that would help out with this confusion of, am I dating this person? Is he dating other people? This, that, like, set yourself goals of where you want to get to before you decide to take him serious to the next level, rather than just assuming like, well, I'm not talking to nobody else. Why is he? But y'all never talked about it.
People are more loose now, though. But that's what I was saying, when things going back to the old fashioned way, because you have to actually take your time. People just skip that whole stage. Let's just get right to it. They just kind of go wherever the wind blows. You could be talking to one person, and then if somebody else interests them, they'll just jump over there.
Netflix and chill has taken over, guys.
Yes, it has.
They'll entertain 2 or 3 people if they could. So
all it takes a couple of likes on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
You
know what I'm
saying? No, absolutely.
These are my fans.
It's out of line.
They don't know.
A comment. Yeah, right?
Oh, girl, he commented.
Mm-hmm. Y'all married now.
Shahid is like 5 bitches in a row.
He like, got him.
How far back he went on those pictures? Right.
Like, 2017. Girl,
he really liked you. That's a stalker
right there. 62 weeks ago.
They be knowing, because they will go back purposefully, you know, because that's the mindset. Ah, if I go back, you know, that she's going to think that I'm interested.
Well, I do that too, but only when I'm trying to figure out, like, who the person is.
Yes,
and how they are.
Or how they evolved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie, I do that too.
I need to know. I need answers. I'm going like all the way back.
I will, like, search.
We know you're the FBI, Leah. All we got to do is call you and Amber.
I was retired. Remember?
Yeah, but listen.
I don't mean to jump in, but now I got a question.
This is our producer, Christian, in the building.
Yes.
I'm the man behind the curtain.
Yes.
But I know someone just said they would scroll through their social media, through like old pictures and stuff, to like get to know the person. But don't you at the same time think that could present a problem, because you're thinking, oh, I see this. You're seeing something. You don't necessarily know the person.
Ooh, exactly. You know what, you bring up an amazing point, because that's that's almost like dating somebody's potential, or what they have been in the past, and not dating the person that is
standing right in front of you. Mm-hmm. And that poses a huge problem. But go ahead, Joey. I'm sorry, I cut you off.
Well, I won't hold what I see against them. I just kind of keep it in the back of my head. Like this one guy I was talking to at one point, I scrolled back and he had a whole bunch of pictures of him smoking and drinking. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, I'm okay with the drinking, but the smoking, no, not good with that. And then even like some of the pictures with him drinking, he was driving. And I'm like,
oh, gosh.
Oh.
Yeah, what are we doing here? Because this is a little reckless right now.
Wow. He lies a lot.
Yeah. And then like, there would be like videos and I'm like, who's holding the camera while you're driving?
He's drinking and driving with the phone at the same time.
And both of us are like,
right, right.
That's crazy. You're not trying to get your insurance.
He just multitasked. Like,
she's like, your insurance really ain't watching like, bro. Like, but I didn't hold, I mean, we ended up only talking for like 2 weeks, if that, before he like ghosted me.
Ooh, ghosting is a whole other
And then but yeah, I still had that in the back of my mind, but I didn't hold it against him what I saw.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. But yeah, like
dating somebody based off of like, oh, he could be this, oh, he could be that, or oh, he was this, oh, he was that, does not mean that you are dating the person that is right in front of you. That is, I know for me, I learned that lesson hard by dating somebody's potential, because once you start dating somebody's potential, you're not even getting to know the person that they are at that moment in time, where they are. You're not even comprehending what their needs are right now and what their capacity is to give you in a relationship. So you're thinking that they're going to give you this X, Y, and Z. And realistically,
you're holding the empty bag.
Right. Like,
this isn't what I signed up for.
Girl, that's a whole empty wineskin you holding, boo. It's not going to be filled with no wine, boo. All right. But yeah, that's just my own dating somebody's potential. Lee, you want to contribute to the conversation?
She's still fishing.
She's still fishing in Germany.
Didn't I tell y'all? I thought I was playing. When I told y'all, I bought my plane ticket. I was out of here.
Oh, okay. Miriam, you wanna add to anything that we said?
Well, just to kind of add to Derek's, you know, it's a beautiful, wonderful thing to get to know somebody in person. But at the same time, like what we've all been talking about, our bad experiences with online dating and talking to somebody. You kind of want to, like, talk about serious stuff in the beginning because...
Straight from the gate.
What?
Yeah,
straight, because, from, straight yeah, from the rip. Right, right, because you don't want to... I don't want to say it like this, but you kind of don't want to get yourself hurt and too invested in something, especially if all of that time is on your phone, because, you know, we're all on our phones all day. So you want to be talking to somebody for, like, 3-4 weeks and you go, like, on a date and then you find out something, like, crazy... that you could have known if maybe you spent more time with them or if they were in your life or something like that. So you want to be able to ask questions and to go quicker. Although, yeah, you're right. It's beautiful to be friends first, but you gotta be safe and careful and protect your heart too. Yeah. You know?
Amen.
Yeah. It's a crazy world out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. On a date, you end up somebody's trunk and you don't want that.
Yeah. Ooh. No, it's true though. Okay. Wow. Yeah. It's true.
Turned into an SVU episode.
Worse.
Everywhere I look, it's sex trafficking this, sex trafficking that. Like, I'm just saying, y'all be safe.
That's true. This is really getting real. Well, so moral of the story, guys, dating in this cuffing season. Get to know somebody first.
Get to know them.
Be friends.
Ask some questions.
Be upfront.
Bean.
Get to know yourself more so that way you know the direction that you are going to go in, especially when it comes to relationships.
Especially when you're single. It's easier to do that when you're single.
I think the number one thing is know yourself, to be honest with you.
Right. Self-worth.
Big facts.
And whose you are.
Hey. Yay. Hey.
Amen. Do you know yourself? You know what situation not to even put yourself in. You're like, I can't be that person.
Right.
I know how I am.
So knowing your limitations and what you can do and what you can expect out of the relationship. We're not dating people's potentials out here. Preach.
It's okay to cut people off.
I already did that this morning. That's why I partially lost my voice.
Seeing somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, your primaries. Like you know, if you are a family oriented person, you don't want to date somebody that hates their family.
Right.
That can't stand their own mama. You know what I mean? Hey.
That's a problem. Because
then they're gonna expect you to not care about your family like that. Because they're like, well, I don't
ladies, know. That's coming from a man. I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. You gotta know what you want. Have your primary set.
Yes.
They don't meet them first five. You start looking like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm.
Right. But like you said, that's all based on communication.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Straight up front, from the rip.
And I think being consistent. I think this, this
consistent.
Uh-oh. Somebody came back from Germany.
I came back.
Well rested.
I think this generation just cannot
lacks consistency.
Yes, I don't know if we're just like scatterbrained or we don't know what we want, but it's like we just cannot do it.
And consistency means like literally like doesn't have to be like back to back to back to back, but you know, don't let like a whole week, a month, 2 months come in and you're like,
oh, hey, what's going on? Like you pop back in
I did like you, but
what happened was
right. I had time, sir. yes, and
block.
I'm right there with you. I personally like to know if I'm being blocked or like we don't make like I feel like a lot of people don't tell you. They just have this whole ghosting phenomenon comes into play where it's like they don't like you and it's just like bye and it's like wait, what just happened? Like I can understand if the feeling was mutual, but if the feeling isn't mutual, it's like so wait, what just happened? Like I don't get it. Mm-hmm. We were talking, we were cool, went out on a date, and then poof, in the air.
But then again, communication.
It's not a question. Where do y'all go on these first dates? Like, what is a first date?
He said y'all, like he is 80 years old.
So I have this thing called,
what is
it? It's a meet and greet. Now I'm putting my secrets out there. I will pick a coffee shop and I will pick a day that I'm on call because if I don't like you.
I gotta go. This doctor's calling me.
Yes, it is really, right? You know, I think it's a little awkward. At least I only spent like $2 on a coffee or you spent $2 on a coffee. I'm being considerate in your pockets too. You feel me? Anytime. Anytime. I know that's what I do. Before I could say, like, oh, yeah, I want to go out on a date with you. Like, can I stomach dinner with you? Because, like, personally, I haven't had a situation, but a family member of mine had a situation where a dude just up and left and left her with a bill, and I was pissed.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's crazy.
I'm like, that's never going to happen to me. So, you're going to take this $2 coffee.
You're going to
enjoy it.
And if you don't. That's really crazy.
Get yourself a coffee roll.
Sometimes I look at that, like, I always try to look at the brighter side of things. That's just how I am. But when people do you like that, like, it's like you could feel hurt in a certain way, but at the same time, they're like doing you a favor in the long run.
Yes.
It's like, I wouldn't want to deal with a person that would do something like that anyway. Mm-hmm. So,
right.
It's like you could take that, oh, that kind of hurt a little bit, but it's just like, you know what? That's probably the best thing that could have happened.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing like the whole ghosting situation. You can look at it that way as well. Like, you did something, you did me a favor, but at the same time, we have to be okay with not having answers sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because we can find ourselves texting the person, like, oh, what happened? Did I do something? Da 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 da. Because we need that closure. But sometimes there's some situation you're never going to get the closure.
Exactly.
So. I think with all that, I think y'all got a whole lot out of this whole episode.
I'll say.
Gentlemen, I thank y'all for these interesting tidbits from you gentlemen. Now that I know parts of your lives, I'm going to be looking at y'all like I'm looking at y'all in church. Like, so, sir. But yes, so is there any closing remarks that you guys want to have before we close this episode out? No?
Oh, actually, I did find something that I thought was
Joy Bible cards
for this episode. It says, y'all keep waiting on Boaz.
Oops.
still don't think Boaz is a love story, but okay. Y'all keep waiting on Boaz. I'm waiting on the man of God that God has for me. Boaz belongs to Ruth, not for me. So
somebody else said that Boaz is toe tag dead. Go ahead, Mary. What were you saying?
No, I'm all with Joy. I love that. Yeah, I don't think it's a love story either. It's you know, yeah. I don't.
Nice common misperception, guys. So on that note, we're gonna see y'all in the next episode. We out here.
Go to the website and shoot us an email at info@misperceptionspod.com. We want to hear your feedback, your prayer requests, and your questions. Keep it funky. For all marketing opportunities and interest in sponsorship, you can contact us at our email as well.
You can also keep the conversation going by following us on Facebook or Instagram at misperceptionspod, MISSPERCEPTIONSPOD, and on Twitter at MP6POD.